Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Phone number 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in Milford.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about my my lawn. We actually talked about this in January. I'm just doing a follow-up. And for the last 3 years, I've had a problem with fungus in the back my backyard, and it is almost like someone took a pitcher of creamy white milk and just spread drops. That's what it looks like. It looks like drops of white milk. And when we talked in January, you suggested I get the Jonathan Green, which is diophenate methyl application, which I did. It's granular. And almost 2 weeks ago, I put it down. And the directions say you can put down 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet, wait 14 days, and then do it again, you know, 14 days for a maximum of 12 pounds per season. So that was my plan. And I put it down 12 days ago. What I noticed is that the white fungus that was there, almost within 24 hours, turned brown and sort of disappeared. But then more fungus appeared. And then that kind of faded. And then I get up this morning, and what do I see? There's all kinds of white out there again. And my first question is, should I be doing anything in between these 14 days, like using a different product and just spraying it, or this is how it works. It appears, and then the Jonathan Green kills it, and then it appears. So I'm wondering, just do it every 14 days and let it do its thing, or should I be doing anything in between?
Well, so you kind of have to let it do its thing.
Yeah.
One of the reasons behind that is, one of the reasons why it's kind of doing what it's doing right now has a lot to do with the weather, the way it's been back and forth. Mm-hmm. And the rain is causing this to happen sometimes. So I think that has a lot to do with why it keeps coming back to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said the last time you did it was 12 days ago?
Right. I'm eligible Tuesday evening to put it down again.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can do in between because you could just do too much, right? Like, it could end up being way too much, and I don't want that to affect your lawn, right?
Hmm.
One thing that could make sure it's taken care of. Now, my question for you is, you know, have you fertilized lately? When was the last time you fertilized the lawn?
Right. Yep. So I have it all written down in my notes here. So I did, on April 14th, I did Love Your Soil. April 15th, did a little more. Then on, I did a natural alternative, and I did Step 1A. On April 22nd. So I'm eligible soon to do step you know, the next step and the natural alternative. Mm-hmm. And I'm also eligible to do more lime or fertilizer and love your soil. So I've got all of that in the basement all kind of ready to go for this week. It's just been growing so crazy. I've been having a hard time keeping up with just mowing it.
Understandably so. But one of the things, so this is the reason why I asked that is what could be done is the fertilization as well right now. So once you get a chance, once Mother Nature gives you a second to breathe here and, you know, from all the rain, all that other, you know, stuff that's going on, I want you to put it down because a healthy lawn, a lawn that is fed, is going to get better quicker. And you won't have to constantly be using the fungicide.
Yeah.
Right? Like, okay. That's the big thing on it. I'd also want you to start earlier on the fungicide as a precaution going forward.
Yeah, that's what you said. When we talked in January, I said, yeah, it doesn't show up in July. And you said, all right, start it in June.
Yeah.
I started actually in May, and I'm like, oh, this happened already. It kind of snuck up on me. It actually happened sooner than the last couple of years. But so, yeah, maybe I need to start at the beginning of May next year.
Well, so I think this year, because of the way the temperatures happened, all the rain, everything, it kind of brought everything earlier. So that could be part of it. It normally, starting in June is the best time to do it, honestly. Like, it really is. So I just, you know, keep that in mind. But at the same time, just fertilization is going to help get the lawn stronger so it can take control of the disease when it's there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
you know, yeah, sorry. I agree. You know, I mean, when I did the Love Your Soil and the Natural Alternative Step A1 and the lime, the rest of the lawn that doesn't have the fungus on it, it just really took off. I mean, you could just see that it really liked it. You know, everywhere else it really liked it. So I'm gonna do that again. And I guess the second part of the question is when can I put seed down? Because I've got seed ready to go, with starter fertilizer ready to go. And where the fungus is, it's literally just all dirt. It, you know, every season it just kills the grass down to dirt. So can I be putting seed down while I'm putting the fertilizer down, or do I need to wait for this stuff to pass?
So what I would do is in those areas that you are going to seed, just use the starter fertilizer there. The other areas use the step 1B.
Okay.
Just because the starter fertilizer has a lot of nutrients in it, so it's a little bit heavier, and I don't want you to over-fertilize, but you could seed now.
Okay, even with the fungus application there, it's not going to really harm them.
No, because it's going to do something, it's focusing on something different. It's not focusing on the seed growth. It's focused on getting rid of the fungus that's already there. So I would definitely look to put it down. You could end up having to wait all season, right? You don't want to do that. You want to get those areas filled. So I would definitely look at doing it now, and just keep the regular fertilizer away from those areas that you're using the starter fertilizer. Or, to be honest with you, you could just put the starter fertilizer across everything if you wanted to. You know, it's not like something where you just, because it's a starter fertilizer is only right there. It does have fertilizer that's going to leach out to the rest of the plants that are growing. It helps other, you know, grass blades that are growing. So I would definitely, you know, either one would work, but I would do it now so you have all season, because the other thing that happens is if you're not growing anything there, weeds are going to start to form. Other things are going to grow in that area. And you, again, like I said, you could be waiting until like next year, right? Because it's always something. Now's the time to do it. Now is definitely the time to get in there and do it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, Yeah, as always, you know, always really clear and helpful. So really appreciate it. And I'll get to work. I'll be out there today. So thank you.
Perfect, Paul. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do have another call on the line, so I'm going to bring them on right before the break here. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Donald's just south of Keene, New Hampshire.
Donald, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you. You've answered one question for me already. Did not have to do with gardening so much. And that was I'm not sure the word I want. My old body doesn't do what it used to for hearing. But you said this phone number very clearly and succinctly so, because I hadn't been able to get the first three digits before, but I got them this time. So we're all set.
Perfect.
Thank you on that. That's not why my reason for calling is we have two rules of Sharon bushes that my wife got 3 years ago.
Yep.
The first year, they bloomed and, beautiful blossoms. And, of course, they only last a day. But every day, they just rebloomed. And we have one, the red and white, and the other was the blue. Anyway, long story short, the second year, they bloomed.
Actually, Donald, do this for me. Hang tight. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Rose of Sharon. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Donald. Then the break hit us. We were talking about Rosa Sharon. First year was all right. It was good. Second year, we couldn't get all the details. So, Donald, why don't you pick it up from there?
Okay. In the second year, we still they both bloomed. And they're pretty nice, but not as nice as the first year. But I didn't get too concerned. The third year, however, which is the one we're faced with now, we've had no indication that they were even going to live. We thought they were dying. Mm. They have not died. They got little buds finally, very late, and starting to leaf out now. And I'm trying to wonder, I'm wondering what has happened, because there are other flowers in the area. My wife has a large raised flower garden out there in the front yard, which is working fine. But for some reason, these two Rosa Sharon, they are individually set aside. They're not in the middle of the other flowers. But why they just don't seem to be doing anything. In fact, we've already put one out in the backyard to see if the transplant would help.
So, a Rosa Sharon is one of the, pretty much the last shrubs slash tree to pop its leaves at the end, during the season. It's one where you always just, you're like, all right, well, this is the year, it's dead. And then the next day it pops up, starts showing leaves, starts doing those types of things. I hate to use the same answer for a lot, but I do feel as though a lot had to do with the weather. Just the way the weather has done, some of our plants have been slowed down, right? They just don't know what time of year it is.
Yeah, that would pretty much explain the experience we're having with them. It's our first trial with Rosa Sharon bushes, so we had no idea what to expect. As I said, the first 2 years, the first year was just, I mean, it came out and it was stupendous. stupendous. I mean, they've just bloomed and bloomed and bloomed. The second year, they weren't that great, but they were still pretty, and they still put out quite a few blooms. But this year, as you're saying, and of course, we have had icky weather. We get a couple of days that look like it's going to be nice, summery, and then we're back into the smog and fog and a little bit of rain here and a little bit of rain there.
Yeah, so I think that has a lot to do with it. Sometimes also what happens is the Rose of Sharon is getting used to the area, and it can take up to 3 seasons for it to fully get developed into the soil, its root system, etc. So that could be just the plant getting used to it. Doesn't mean that it's going to be bad, you know, long term. That's not the idea behind it. What I think is just a combination of the perfect storm winter weather. Winter weather, cold, lots of rain in the spring, and slowing it down. I think that has a lot to do with it. Okay.
Okay, so we got to have a little patience to see what happens the fourth year.
I would think. And the other was, have you fertilized it at all?
No, we have not, because we weren't fertilizing the other blossoms that we have, the other flowers. So we're treating them all alike, and of course, so we have kind of a frame of reference, if you will, what's going on overall.
So with these Rose of Sharon having some issues where they're not in the best shape as, the rest of your plants, I would look to do some sort of fertilization. You could do like a plant tone, something like that, just to give them a boost, because obviously something else happened with them. You know, you might not see as many flowers, you might not see everything, but it's going to help it for the long term for next year. And if you don't do anything, it just might get worse, right? So you got to do something. So that's why I would say use like a plant tone at this point to give it something so it's ready to go for the season. Okay?
Okay. We'll give it an effort, and we thank you very much.
Thanks, Donald. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA News Update.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Former President Trump hitting the stage in Columbus, Georgia and Greensboro, North Carolina Saturday for his first public comments since the 37-count indictment unsealed. Trump and his new team of attorneys expected in court this week in Florida. More now from Brad Siegel.
Donald Trump expected in Miami federal court Tuesday to face the 37 charges brought forth by the Justice Department. The indictment accuses the former president of putting national security at risk by mishandling classified documents, including sensitive military information and nuclear program secrets. Trump denies the charges. I'm Brad Siegel.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Prem Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Dotson Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Prem Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hey, you helped me with the sumac about a year or two ago on the back lot behind the garden. Well, now it is overrun with ground vetch. With the rain, it is just in the last 2-3 weeks has gone crazy, and the thorns. The thorns are starting to grow back. I don't like spraying with a harsh chemical, but I mean, I know that's an invasive plant. If you think it is, so please let me know what you think. And the other only thing about it, this sounds crazy. Somebody said to me, why don't you get goats? Get goats in the back part of the lot. And what do you think about that idea? And they'll eat it up. And it is just spreading with the rain we've had this past week. It's just crazy. It's starting to go into my lawn.
Yeah. So, goats would work. Goats do eat weeds. People use them as a weed preventative, a weed control, if you will. What was the exact weed again that was in there? It broke up right on that period.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think because I'm on my cell phone. Crown vetch. Crown vetch and thorns. And thorns. The thorny bushes are starting to grow up again. It's just, and I tried to keep down early spring pulling, but it's just been with the weather and the rain. And you've been talking about it all morning.
Yeah. So, it is something where, the crown vetch is a type that loves the cool season, right? So it's like in its ideal situation. It is doing everything it can. It is just perfect for it to be happy, right?
Yeah.
So part of it, the warm weather will help kind of calm it down, get rid of it a little bit. But to get rid of it completely, it does sometimes take a heavy duty spray.
Mm-hmm.
It could be as simple as it's not as simple as just cutting and painting like we were with the sumac. The sumac was so different. Sumac is, stem, right?
Yeah, right.
The today and tomorrow is kind of almost like an ideal day for this because the temperature is going to be close to 80.
Mm-hmm.
A spray like a synthetic that's going to kill everything does even better when it's warmer out. It dissipates a little bit quicker because of the fact that the sun helps dry it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be the way to go. If you want to just eradicate everything, especially with the, did you say it was buckthorn?
Yeah, well, the they're like thorns, yeah, regular thorn bushes, yeah. Thorn, like okay. Small little thorn bushes. I think when we used to have the raspberries back there, you know, the thorns were up. Yeah, and some, I found seeds apparently to start growing up again.
Yeah. So this is the thing, right? So that, you know, if you use a synthetic, you can get back in there in about 2 weeks. If you get into, say you were to use goats, like you were talking about, it's going to eat all the foliage and shock everything. But the fact mm-hmm. of the matter is there's still a root below it.
Oh, yeah.
So you
yeah.
might need to spray something. That being said, with bushes that are very thorny, I'm mm-hmm. not sure how much the goat's going to actually want to eat that.
At least the crown bats, right?
Right? So then you're still stuck with something to kind of go through. So, I mean, I personally, on an area like that, would look at something that would be a total kill to get rid of
okay.
it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid
my Alberta spruce trees that you would help me with, too, for my five grandchildren, I'm afraid the goats might eat that, too. They eat everything, right? Even the Alberta spruce.
They wouldn't eat the... They wouldn't eat that, the spruce itself. They would go more for the ground. The easier herbaceous, like herbs and not herbs, herbaceous plants, it's easier for them to eat. Whereas the dwarf Albertas are more, it's a harder eat for them. So it's not something that they would necessarily go for.
Okay.
Right?
Well, somebody recommended it to me. I guess they did it. UMass Lowell.
Yeah, no, they did it at UMass Lowell. They did it in the area a couple times. It's definitely, the one thing is they're just super expensive from what I hear compared because you have to rent them for like the whole day. Sounds weird just saying you got
to
rent
them. I wouldn't even know where to rent them. Where,
yeah,
where
would even me either. I have no idea to be honest with you, but
well,
the
thanks.
One thing.
I don't want to take up more of your time. Thank you.
That's okay.
I don't think a more organic spray because I got children on both sides of me, little children on both sides.
So you could use like the Adios spray from Natural Alternative. There's also the from Bonide is the Lawn Weed Brew. Which is basically they took the Weed Beater FE, which was the organic weed beater, and they've just rebranded it.
Mm-hmm.
You need the sun to hit it, though, so that's the big thing, is the sun needs to, on a lot of the organics, what they do is it uses the sun to help dehydrate the plant. So
mm-hmm.
the spray breaks down the outer layer, the outer coating of the weed or, you know, the plant itself. And then the sun helps dehydrate the plant because it can't absorb water, can't keep the water in. And so
that's why
we want to make sure we have a sunny day and a warm day because it'll dehydrate quicker. So that's the reason.
If I do that, it would still come back. If I don't get it all, would it kill the seeds? Would it come back next year again? I mean,
it might,
I can't believe
it might come back next year. So this is the other thing. The Crown Vetch likes very bad pH, like a very low pH level. So as simple as just maybe using a fast-acting lime or something to bring the pH level up might actually slow the growth of some of those weeds, etc. So that way, because it's a poor pH, which means it's not that great of a soil, your weeds are more likely to grow there no matter what. It could be Crown Vetch 1 year, Sumac another, another year.
And that's a really good point. I didn't lime it for 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row. Listen, I think thank you for your help. I think that's what I'm going to do. Spray it.
Perfect.
lime it? How long do I have to wait till I lime it after I spray? 2-3 weeks?
You can do it. No, you can do it the same day. I wouldn't really? Do it the same day because of the fact that you're walking through, you know, a spray. But it could be a couple days.
Okay. Right. Patrick, okay. Thank you again for everything. Thank you.
All right, Dawn, have a great one.
Have a good day. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do you have another call on the line? Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Wareham.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing good, man. Hey, just a question. I wasn't sure. I haven't tuned into the show in the past couple of weeks, but butterfly bushes are all dead. I live down South Coast, Mass., and other friends of mine in the region have had the same scenario where all their butterfly bushes are dead. I've had these butterfly bushes in some cases, 15 years. And I went out there and looking at them, and I cut some of the limbs to trim some stuff off, and everything was brown, 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 brown. And the holes inside the butterfly bush where the water goes through are all filled up. And I wasn't sure if you've anybody on the show has brought it up in the past couple of weeks. I thought their butterfly bushes are dead and not flowering. But the funny thing about it is that there are new sprouts down below that have come up. So it's not dead, but the bush itself all died, all three of them. I've never seen that before in my life.
Definitely, it is something that's going on. One of the reasons why I think it's happening to some of the butterfly bush is the amount of rain we've been having has kind of given them a little bit of rotting type on the branches. A butterfly bush is one that in the early spring you can cut all the way back and it comes back. So that's why I believe you are seeing some new sprouts popping for you.
I've never seen the whole tree die because some of our trees are a good 12 feet tall. You know, some I've cut back and some I've just let them go.
Is it just all season it's been like that, or is it more recently that they died back?
All this spring. All three of them.
Were they growing at any point this spring?
No, not at all. They all just died off.
So I think it has a lot to do with the way the weather was over the winter this.
Yeah, we didn't get a hard frost, though, down here.
Yeah, but we still had some crazy temperatures, temperature changes.
Okay.
During the winter, where we did have a time frame in January where it got really, really cold on the northern part of the state. But I know further down it didn't get as cold, but it still got colder than normal for down there over the winters. The other thing that happened is we had a lot of times where it would warm up, and then it within like 2 or 3 days we'd get a freeze, and it would just completely affect the plants. So what was happening is the sap in the plant would start to wake up, right? It would start to get going, and then we'd have a frost, and the frost would slow that sap flow down and shock the plant, causing the plant not to bush out, not to leaf out, not to flower. And then later on, because it's now warming up a bit, it still can come back because the temperatures have been fluctuating so much that could be the cause of it. I think that, you know, on some of these, just cutting them back, letting them start over is probably the best way to go. I'd also look to fertilize with like a plant tone.
Yeah, I did. I did. To see if it would help.
Okay, good. The plant tone is going to help. It's a slow release. It doesn't have a ton of quick release to it, so it's going to take a little bit of time. It's not an instant
on
there.
Yeah, it's got some nitrogen and phosphorus. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so the nitrogen probably, I think, has like 2% quick release. The rest of it is slow release over time.
That's exactly what it is.
And so it's definitely going to help it. I think that it's just a late season, even though it's not late, right? Just the way the weather has been, it still feels like it's the beginning of May.
Right.
Right? Not beginning of June. So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if in a month from now it's a whole different story, and those plants have just gone crazy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. I just wanted to see. I just didn't know if anybody else called in over the past couple of weeks or so, and I really appreciate your time, and I love your show. I think you guys do a fantastic job.
Well, thanks, David. Have a great one.
And have a good Father's Day coming up.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We are going to take a break here. We'll come back. More of your questions and more what to do in the garden this time of year. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Roger's on the Cape.
Roger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I wanted to call in and just perhaps shed some light on your last caller's concerns. Sure. I'm a retired arborist and landscape professional, 40 plus years in the business. And what he's seeing is what's going on all over the Cape. And it's the same thing that is going on with hydrangeas. We had, back in January, we had several days that were beyond -5 Fahrenheit. And, you know, while Buddleia is generally considered to be hardy in zone 5 to 9, zone 5, they say to -15 degrees. But depending on what cultivar and what the provenance is of the individual, in other words, the genetic background, where it came from in the country, and you walk into a garden center, you don't know what the provenance and you don't know what, you know, where that cultivar came from. So a lot of our plants have never experienced that extreme drop and sustained temperature for 48 to 72 hours. And so they die back to ground level. And every buddleia, every butterfly bush that I've looked at, and 95% of the hydrangeas that were healthy are all resprouting from the ground, which means on the hydrangeas, we won't have any flowers this year. On the butterfly bush, they're just going to do their normal thing. I mean, usually, you know, the recommendations that I used to make when they got a little bit unwieldy and a little out of scale for the environment they were planted in was to cut them back to 3 feet high and let them start over again. And within, you know, by August, we'll have flowers on those new shoots. Unfortunately, no hydrangea flowers this year. So it's going to be, it's going to be a banner year next year, provided we don't get that cold again. So I just wanted to mention that. And your advice on a little bit of fertilizer early in the year is certainly a good idea. Probably not even not too late now, as long as they go out, you know, away from the stem. We don't want to burn the stem and you know, give it something to grow on.
Yeah, no, our plants have gone through a lot of stress at this point in time, and the only way we can do anything to really help them, you know, other than continue our watering, which doesn't necessarily have to be as much because with the amount of rain that we've had, the next thing we can do is really just fertilize and, you know, plan for the future, knowing that next year will be a better year for them. But
absolutely.
The real thing is here is there were a number of plants that just didn't make it.
Yes.
These guys having the green and having all that, they're living to fight another day. And that's what we're looking for. So, you know, the butterfly bush and some bushes in general, sometimes they just need, you know, a rest period where the next year they're going to come back. Same thing happens with a lot of fruit trees, right? We have years where it's down years. And then the next year comes back and it's like the amount of fruit is like bushels upon bushels. And that's just because they had that rest period, that time frame.
Well, the other consideration is that we had on Cape last year we had an extended drought that was a tough summer. So
technically, we're still in a drought.
Yes, although it's hard to believe with the weather the last 2 weeks.
It definitely is, and you know, it's one of those things where you wouldn't think about it, and you shouldn't be thinking about a drought at this point, but we are technically haven't caught up from like 2 to 3 years ago, and last year just added to it. If you remember me, I think it was 3 years ago at this point, it could have been two, we had that whole summer where it rained.
Yes.
It like rained all year, and now we've had multiple seasons where we've gone into a drought deeper and deeper. And so we just are trying to catch up from a couple years ago, and you can see it really affecting everything. And really the only way we can do something is to fertilize and water and just patiently wait.
Yes, fertilizer is number one thing that will help the plants out the most. It's always been like a game of ping pong. It's up 1 year, down the next, and well, you know, there is that middle ground, and every so often we get a year that we hit. So thanks.
Definitely.
Thank you.
All right, Roger, you have a great rest of your day. Everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.